Thanks for listening to Reasonable Doubt on Podcast One.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
On September 3rd, 1990, Betty Jones and Catherine Krigler were raped and murdered in an unsolved case known as the Labor Day Murders.
You sure you really want to hear?
I do.
This is as bad as it gets.
There was so much blood that it soaked through the carpet.
I never understood how scary it was, that sense of being trapped.
Now more than ever, I want to help solve the murder of my beloved grandmother, Mama Betty. Listen to Knock Knock now on Podcast One, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Corolla Digital. This is Reasonable Doubt with your hosts, Mark Garagus and Adam Carolla.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. The church has got a mandate. Get it on. And welcome to Reasonable Doubt. I'm Adam Carolla in studio. Mark, hard out Garagus.
Exactly. By the way, did I do a hard out from your birthday party? Because no. I thought about that. I said, I didn't think so. I thought it was a graceful exit, taking Drew and Susan and Paulette along with me.
We had a little dining experience.
Okay. You had... For those of you who don't know, Adam doesn't usually wax poetic on meals.
No.
Is that fair?
Well, it's like I like this steakhouse, and I like that steakhouse.
That's, so that's the kind of before the party, you kind of said, I'm really going to enjoy it.
Yes.
Okay. Then I get the directions to the place, and literally I thought I had taken down the wrong address.
Right.
Yeah, because you drive up and... I think on the left is a mechanic shop or an auto body shop. To the right is something else. You would never in a million years guess what's behind this ivy-clad wall.
Yeah, it's just some of the greatest artisan food ever created. And, you know, all I can say is most of that stuff, the highfalutin food, I'm a falutin-free guy. But sometimes you go to the highfalutin place. Like, I remember... For my 50th birthday, Jimmy took me and Daniel Kellison, Danny Two Sheets, and Dickie Barrett from the Boston. I said, you're all turning 50. We'll go to this place in Napa. They do all the courses.
Right.
It's all the highfalutin stuff. And Cousin Sal was there. And at some point, Cousin Sal was trying to eat the rock salt platter that the single like quail egg was sitting on top of because he thought it was part of the meal, but it was just part of the presentation. And at a certain point, it jumps the shark. But done right, it can be quite the experience.
I knew that you had hit it out of the park, you know, with whatever it was, seven courses or whatever. The first course... And usually it's going to be like, it's some mousse that's like a teaspoon. But no, this was sliced beef done perfectly, and it was not a small portion.
No, I know. So it was quite an affair.
Right.
But I know you have a ton. I have some offerings. I know you have some offerings.
We do have a ton. Gary, why don't we start with, did you find what you were looking for?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I wanted to start with this, too. I did. I saw it. I didn't send it to Gary because I had the same problem Gary had. It's been kind of deep sixth.
The Jack Del Rio comments?
Yeah.
So Jack Del Rio, I think he was a linebacker for Cal back in the day. We'll have to find that one out. And then
he was head coach, played, had a great career.
Had a great career, I think, mainly with the Vikings, as I recall, as a middle or outside linebacker. And then
3 years with the Vikings, 2 years with the Cowboys, a year with KC, a year with New Orleans, and a practice squad year with the Dolphins at the
end. And where was he at college?
I think Cal, for some reason.
I have a memory of
in the USC.
Yeah, I thought he was USC.
Oh, USC. Yeah. You're right. Yeah, well, maybe it was Ron Rivera, who was a Cal guy, who's now his head coach. But we'll look that up. Okay. Anyway, they're at the Washington Commanders.
Right, it's the Commanders.
Now. Ron Rivera was a University of Cal Berkeley Bear.
There you see.
Oh, that's where I was. Okay. They're both linebackers. One's a USC guy, one's a Cal guy. I wonder if they played against each other. But anyway, obviously, Del Rio, he's more of a Hannity watcher than...
What was your first clue?
He's talking about January 6th. He called it a dust-up, which was the problem. But he is echoing the talking points of many people on the right, which is... You guys are so interested all of a sudden on rioters and destruction and mayhem and willful attack on law enforcement and all that. Where were you when all the cities were burning over the summer? How come we didn't hear anything out of you about that?
Have you seen this comment?
Yeah, so we'll play it.
I don't talk about it. I'd talk about it with anybody. Yeah, no problem. At any time. But they're not. I'm just expressing myself. And I think we all, as Americans, have the right to express ourselves, especially if you're being respectful. I'm being respectful. I just asked a simple question. Really, let's get right down to it. What did I ask? A simple question. Why are we not looking into those things? If we're going to talk about it, why are we not looking into those things? Because it's kind of hard for me to say I can realistically look at it. I see the images on TV. People's livelihoods are being destroyed. Businesses are being burned down. No problem. And then we have a dust up at the Capitol. Well, there's nothing burned down.
I think dust up is where.
And we're not going to talk right? about
well, the only thing worse would have been if you threw around Hitler. You know, there's certain things. Calling 1-6 a dust-up is guaranteed.
This is a group where, look, when I said to Michael Cohen, I didn't think it raised to the level of insurrection, which it doesn't, retarded people who are calling it an insurrection. Go fucking look up the definition of an insurrection. Guys wandering around wearing moose helmets with no fucking arms. And I know you're calling the moose helmet an arm, but in terms of insurrection parlance, it's hard to show up completely unarmed for an insurrection. It never was an insurrection. It's insane that they raised it to that. But he went down to dust up. See, I just went from insurrection to riot. He right. went from
yeah,
insurrection,
you toggled
riot
between the two.
And right. dust up. No, right. it was never... Look up the definition of an insurrection. And by the way, this notion that our nation was hanging on the balance, we don't have a very strong democracy if a bunch of yahoos can wander in and sit in Nancy Pelosi's chair and take a shit in Chuck Schumer's cigar box. That's not exactly... We need to fortify our democracy if it's that easy.
You know, the interesting thing about... This has been, you know, with the made-for-TV production. Have you watched any of it?
I've seen some of it, yeah.
Okay. And apparently it's been effective. You know, I always thought going into it, and I mentioned this on the previous show, I thought it was kind of ironic. Maybe ironic's not the right word. Fortuitous that it was happening primetime the day after the election to try to pull out. And by the way... for those of you who aren't in the weeds, Villanueva here in Los Angeles, out of everybody they tried to do a tap dance on, Caruso Bass, it was closer. Caruso came in first and Bass in a runoff.
For mayoral versus the sheriff.
Yeah, that was like 3 or 4 points. It's close to within 5 points. And the Times had just started kind of their jihad on Caruso and obviously it endorsed Scarab Bass. But Villanueva, who there's three articles, if not a column. They've got full-time reporters assigned to them. He had over 10 – I mean, it was astonishing. In a field of 14, he had a 10-point lead, I believe, thrown 34 to 24. And so, you know, the cynic in me says, oh, are we trying to just deflect from what is the canary in the coal mine for a horrific November? So there's that. Then there's
the – What will be a horrific November?
It's going to be a horrific November. Well, if you play on my team, if you're the Trojans like Del Rio, it's going to be the old days where the Trojans get clobbered by Notre Dame.
Yeah, or the old days where Cal used to just get mopped up every time they played, even UCLA. But so Del Rio went on. I think there's a few more seconds here. Right.
And by the way, he did not go full. He really kind of pulled back. Part of the reason you had trouble finding this is he erased everything and got beaten down, didn't he?
Well, he certainly got beaten down to the tune of $100,000 fine, which is
which is almost laughable coming from the NFL. I mean, give me a break. These guys, the NFL, the most hypocritical organization on the planet. But
also, all right, sorry, you can play the last.
Yeah,
30.
Sorry, we're just going to keep riffing,
and we're not going to talk about. We're going to make that a major deal. I just think it kind of two standards, and if we apply the same standard, and we're going to be reasonable with each other, let's have a discussion. That's all it was. Let's have a discussion. We're Americans. Let's talk it through. I'm for us, you know, having a great opportunity to have a fulfilled life. Like I said, every which way I can, when I'm here, it's about love and respect.
All right. I'll tell you, Mark, do your spot.
I'm going to do my spot, and then we'll come back. Mack Weldon. It's heating up. When it comes to stylish essentials for hotter days ahead, there's no better option than Mack Weldon. Amazing they're a sponsor, by the way, because I was just admiring some of their stuff. From hanging at home to a much-needed vacation, their daily wear system takes the guesswork out of getting dressed, even for the most indecisive of us guys. Lightweight Silver Peak Polo. Super soft Pima t-shirt, polo. They're great for summer, especially with the Maverick Tech Chino short, the Radius Flex short. That's what caught my attention, the Radius Flex short. Two other must-haves for beach or pool season. You know what they are, Gary?
What are they?
Board shorts. That's you.
Oh, yeah.
Board shorts and swim trunks. A combo of performance, stretch, and a slick design. Great gear for taking time off. Right, Gary?
Couldn't agree more. Check out Mack Weldon for yourself and save 20% off your first order. Visit MackWeldon.com/doubt and enter promo code doubt. Again, that's MackWeldon.com/doubt and enter promo code doubt for 20% off. Stock up on the warm weather essentials you've been missing.
So then the former Redskins, now the Commanders, I guess.
Right, with an interlude where they were just Washington football
with
team.
With Ron Rivera, the head coach now. Then they came out and said his comments don't reflect the team's attitude.
Right, we can't have discussions.
My answer is, so tough shit. He's got an opinion, you assholes. Is he not allowed to express his opinion, or it's just simply your opinion? And then let me flip the script. What about when Steve Kerr does one of his 20-minute diatribes about systemic racism? Is that his opinion? Is that the team's opinion? What if there's some religious right-winger who's in the front office who disagrees with Steve Kerr? Then what? So only punish the one side of the opinion. Popovich and Kerr can spout off about our nation and systemic racism until they're fucking blue in the face or whatever they got about gun control. But if someone says anything that's right-leaning, then it's a $100,000 fine, and he's got to apologize, and his comments don't represent our team. So which is it?
I don't understand. He said, I want to have a discussion. I'm into love. I get it. Do I disagree with him? Yeah. But guess what? That's why we have a First Amendment and free speech. And there wasn't anything that anybody can tell me. He can characterize it any way he wants. By the way, there's a lot of criminal defense lawyers who are defending these cases who have said a lot worse than that in court to the government and to the judges, by the way. Hello, you have a right to defend certain acts. just like you've got a right, the same way I would go into court and defend those who were caught up in a supposed riot or on the streets, right?
Well, he's got an opinion. He's allowed to share it. And the point is between the $100,000 fine and whatever the Stern talking to, he got to now rescind that comment and apologize for it. Guess who we'll never hear from again? And I know that's the plan, but it feels pretty un-American to me for that to be the plan. So the plan
I don't see
Steve Kirk can say whatever the fuck he wants, and Jack Del Rio has to suffer in silence for the rest of his career because we sort of agree with one side, but not the other.
And what? See,
that's how robust debate works for you.
What irritates me is I don't understand, Jack. If you're listening, I'd probably take this one on a contingency. I'll only take a percentage of what I save you on the $100,000 because I'm at a complete loss as to how those comments can be sanctioned $100,000. I have no idea on what basis that those comments can, that somebody can say, yep, we're going to fine you $100,000.
Well,
that's money. That's real money. As a judge used to say,
he's an assistant coach.
Well, a judge in Sacramento used to tell me, Damrell used to say, Mr. Garrigus, $100,000 here, $100,000 there. Before long, that's real money.
Yeah. I mean, he's not a head coach. He's not a star player. He's an assistant coach. And $100,000 for anyone stings. And he's probably not making the big multi-million-dollar contracts, although I'm sure he's being compensated pretty well. It's more just the fact that somebody said something we don't like, we can then fine them $100,000, number one.
Number two, I'll tell you the conspiracy. How do you fine the guy $100,000 on that?
Well, first off, where's he saying it? He's not saying it from Texas Stadium. He's in D.C. They want a new stadium.
I hadn't thought about that.
Yes. Okay. Somebody wants a new stadium.
Jeez, you're such a cynic.
Yeah, we don't need these kind of fucking troublemakers. Because Dan Snyder's in the middle of trying to get himself a sweetheart deal. And
he's also trying not to get his team yanked out from
right,
under him.
Right. So that's where that comes from. Because if this was, if it was the Colts and it was in Indianapolis, do you think anyone would fine him $100,000 or make him apologize?
I highly, highly doubt it, but I still don't understand how this thing survives any kind of scrutiny.
Just to clean up something from the start of this conversation, based on the years they were drafted into the NFL, they almost certainly played against each other at college. They went into the league the same year, so they were definitely in college at the exact same time. You know, the cynic in me wonders if these guys who have known each other for 30 years may not just get bonused out at the end of the year for $100,000. Not reported.
That would be like campaign money laundering.
And back then SC was probably beating up on Cal, I would guess.
I would think so, but
so maybe Rivera's got a score to settle.
Well, I got one more. Speaking of, when this might be a great a segue into our next story, which Gary and I covered, Geico. Would you love to save money on insurance? Of course. Who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, Geico can not only help, they're here to help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even homeowners, condo, or renters coverage. Save even more with a special discount when you bundle coverages. Plus, add the easy-to-use Geico mobile app and 24-hour roadside assistance, and the switch to Geico becomes a no-brainer. Switch today. See how you could save. Simply go to geico.com, GEICO.com, get a rate quote, or contact your local agent. Right, Gary?
That's right. Geico.com.
All right. Mark.
Okay. So, speaking of Geico, they've been in the news. We actually did a kind of a beyond on Sunday because I've been inundated with people talking about this $5.2 million arbitration award, saying that Geico's got to pay for the woman who was got an STD, which was HPV, apparently, if you believe the opinion, in a car, and she sues said she was going to sue the guy in the car and the insurance company. Well, so I was curious, and I had your kind of you on my shoulder saying, whenever it seems ridiculous, it usually is. So I went and I read the opinion, and I learned quite a bit. A couple of facts. I don't know if you've got
Gary just told me about this one before the show. I hadn't heard of it.
Okay, so a woman contracts HPV and sends a draft, apparently lawyers up, sends a draft complaint to the guy who she believes gave her the HPV virus. So as it turns out, when I read the opinion, the guy and this woman were in a relationship. This was not a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, or ding, dong, dongo. This was, or bing, bang, bong. This was a relationship. Apparently, they did it, amongst other places, in the car.
Mm-hmm.
She then gets the virus, or the maybe human, it was
human papilloma virus.
And it probably was in indicia where the warts, I guess. And so then she wants to sue and make a claim. Well, first of all, as it turns out, this guy turns his claim over to Geico, who says, sorry, this is not covered by your whatever. I only learned that when I read the opinion.
Is it auto or homeowners or just auto?
And they say they had sex in the car. Right. But she says, I didn't know. He didn't tell me. He knew. Well, when you read the opinion, it also turns out this guy had a tumor in his throat, a la, you know, Michael Douglas, I guess, had that same thing where he had. And presumably, you know how from, with your years of Loveline.
Yes, from performing oral. So he got the HPV from that. And a even more macabre version of that, Farrah Fawcett died of anal warts, by the way, or cancer that was caused from HPV, you know, anus HPV. You know, who's ready to eat?
I hope we don't have any more ads that are for fresh and quicker or anything. So apparently, Geico says we're not going to defend, and they file a lawsuit in federal court to have the federal judge declare whether they have to defend. Okay.
So there, he's saying, she's saying, I got this from intercourse inside of the car.
Presumably intercourse.
Right. And then if they were a regular couple, can she specifically know that she got it from their encounter in the car 3 days earlier in the apartment or 3 days after the car back in the apartment or at the park or wherever they were doing it? How can she get the timeline? Now,
it's
look,
just kind of what Geico said when they went. And what ended up happening was there's a statute in, I guess it's Missouri.
And also, like, things like warts may take a while to present, as Dr. Drew would say. So you could say, well, I had sex in the car, and the next day I had warts, so I went into the gynecologist. But that doesn't mean you didn't get it 2 weeks earlier. I'm not an epidemiologist, but I think it'd be the timeline, number one, would be kind of tricky, unless it was the wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. But if this is an ongoing thing.
I had assumed it was wham, bam, thank you, man, and ma'am. And the Geico had raised these issues. But what had happened was there is, and I told Gary, I would love to talk to the lawyer who represented her, because he found a statute in that state that says if your insurance company does not defend you, or pay for your defense, you can stipulate with the person who's suing you to go to arbitration, and you limit your liability to the extent of your policy, which is $1 million in this case. So that's what they did. And they submitted it to an arbitrator, and the arbitrator ruled that the that she did get it, and that Geico had to pay $5.2 million. And then Geico went, and they went to confirm the award in court. Geico then objected, said, hey, we're over in federal court on a deck relief. You know, we want to be heard. Many of the same arguments you're making, that we, how do you tie this together? How do you know when? What's the causation? Basically, the court of appeal, the trial court affirmed it, went to the court of appeals there, and they said, well, you can raise those issues in federal court. But there was, it clearly was more nuanced than the way it had been reported.
So if you were in the back of an Uber and got a handy and caught warts, could you sue Uber? Or it's would you just say
you're in the back of an Uber? I wonder if qualified immunity would cover you if you got into a police car, you were arrested, right, and you had your hands handcuffed behind you and you're in the back seat and the previous person had an STD of some kind that was fresh on the seat and it got in your hands and when you uncuffed you, you then contracted something. Could you sue then?
But see, my feeling is I'm not so worried about the venue because it's like saying, well, he gave me warts and we were in the apartment, we were on a posturpedic bed. So I need to sue Al, who's the king of mattresses in Sherman Oaks, because he sold us the bed. It's like, that's just the substrate. That's just the venue. You know, the crime was him passing warts to her, not what futon he was on or backseat he was in or where it was.
The other thing is you would think that you'd have a hard time making a case if it was vigorously litigated that if you're her, that I didn't know that this guy had problems because apparently he had a tumor in his throat. And if they had a relationship, one would think that is something like, oh, you had a tumor? How'd you get that tumor? Oh, yeah. Or you would know intuitively, hey, I've heard of other guys with a tumor in the throat. It's either cigars or getting up close and personal.
Yeah, but I would say, you know, Brian Bishop, bald Brian, has a tumor in his head. I've never asked him where he got it.
But was it in his throat?
No, it was not.
Yep,
probably an inch and three quarters away from his throat. But no, I never asked him. I don't know that where'd you get the tumor would hang your hat on.
But because after Michael Douglas and that kind of and there was somebody else too. Gary, who was the other person?
He doesn't know.
You mean Catherine Zeta-Jones, who was his spouse at the time?
Right.
No, I don't know. I don't know who the other person
was. There
was
somebody else who famously had articulated that they had cancer of the throat, and they attributed it to getting up
Val
close.
Val Kilmer.
There you go. Yeah. Val Kilmer, yes.
He attributed it to that?
Lost his voice, too. In fact, the latest movie he's in, they had to do artificial intelligence to recreate the voice.
Well, he didn't. He did a lot of typing on his computer because I saw it with Sonny.
Did you really?
We're talking about Top Gun.
Yeah, exactly.
He did a lot of communicating via text, but at the end he said. But I did see the documentary on him, which is pretty fascinating. I don't know where it is.
You know what I'm going to do tonight? Mm. Audible.
Oh,
with my schedule, I don't have time. When you've got hard outs, you don't have time to do the things you want, especially reading. That's why I love Audible. Incredible selection of audiobooks in every genre. Bestsellers, new releases. What's your latest?
Oh, mine is called Everything Reminds Me of Something, and I'm working on the audiobook, literally was working on it earlier today. Yeah.
So you're a new release. You're a celebrity memoir.
Mm-hmm.
You're a mystery.
No, not a memoir. No. C-lister with thoughts.
Okay. Mystery? No. Thriller? No. Motivation? Are you motivational?
Some people
think so.
Typify
wellness?
That way.
You're clearly wellness.
Wellness.
I got cold plunge from you. Business and more. Discover exclusive Audible originals from top celebrities, renowned experts, and exciting new voices in audio. Audible members can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. So what would you choose? Everything Reminds Me of Something.
Yeah.
Right? What was the other one? Daddy Stop Talking? That was one of my favorites. I love that.
Another one, yeah.
Right, Gary?
That's right. Let Audible help you discover new ways to laugh, be inspired, or be entertained. New members can try it free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/RD or text RD to 500-500. That's audible.com/RD or text RD to 500-500 to try Audible for 30 days. audible.com/RD.
I got to say, the only thing that makes me sort of pause when I think about Geico and the car and the paying and the defense and all that is I keep getting back to Amber Heard and her homeowner's insurance paying for her trial.
By the way, it wasn't until where I said it to Gary, I think, at one point. At the end of the trial, finally, it came out that, in fact, she had cut a deal with the homeowners insurance. That was it had not been reported during, and I kept saying the entire time, there's only – this is a battle. I can see this – these are the insurance companies battling out. You can see every move here has an insurance angle, so to speak. And then today it was announced, right, Gary, that she's cut out of
Aquaman 2?
And I'm going to also bet that was an insurance move, that the insurance was – it was too expensive to keep her in. It was easier to not pay it and cut it out.
Cut her out of – cut her out suggests she had already begun filming?
There is apparently – this is a rumor going around online right now, but there are those claiming that she has been recast. She is denying that.
Mm-hmm. And when they recast for these reasons, so they just go, too big a distraction?
I'm telling you, I hate to be the guy who always says money drives everything, but it's when they say we got to pull the plug on something, you always say, think to yourself, your first kind of reaction is this doesn't make sense. It makes sense if you look at it through the prism of there's an insurance company saying we're yanking the insurance, or this violates one of our conditions, or it's almost always insurance calling.
Well, I'll tell you what makes sense is her calling you up. Because if she gets clipped from this movie, they're going to tell her things like, we want another direction from a story standpoint. They're going to say the same thing the NFL said about Kaepernick. And then you're going to get in there and you're going to do discovery and you're going to find 1,000 fucking texts and emails. And think, this cunt. I don't want people thinking of dogs shitting on the bed,
you know,
when they watch
so,
Aquaman. You would find 1,000 of those emails and sue the shit out of them, Mark.
It's so funny you say that. And we're going to watch her clip of her interview. But there was a story today about, I forget the case, but it was somebody like Google had denied. Then they filed the lawsuit. They got in discovery, and it was a shit show. Everything, as you say, this is the shittiest product. This is, you know, it's bullshit, blah, blah, blah. It was all in there, all in discovery.
It's always there.
Always. So, Gary, which tomorrow, as this drops today, the big show drops today, tomorrow – this interview airs?
At least another portion of it. I think they're trying to stretch it out over the course of the whole week. At least that's been my read on it.
Yeah, so the producers are probably saying this is the biggest get. Whoever the producer was, she just got a promotion. And I say she because all of the morning show producers are female. And if you're a male, maybe you're transitioning because they know how to do is find incredibly smart, incredibly fetching females to be the producers, quote unquote.
Well, I know some news outlets have policies about paying for stories, but did they pay her?
Well,
was there this a bidding is what war?
You know how they got around it? ABC. A certain female over there is going to clock me when she hears this, but ABC got around it during the Casey Anthony case by licensing pictures for $250,000.
And right.
So there's and famously a magazine that I always call as part of the axis of evil of criminal defendants used to famously go to people and license the pictures.
Right. So they go, we're not going to pay you for your info. Guy who owns a hot dog cart, we're going to pay $250,000 for our corn dog.
Here's the corn dog and the licensing. You want to press play, Gary?
Yeah, sure. Let's do it.
The average person should know those things, and so I don't take it personally. But even somebody who is sure I'm deserving of all this hate and vitriol, even if you think that I'm lying, you still couldn't look me in the eye and tell me that you think on social media there's been a fair representation. You cannot tell me that you think that this has been fair.
Of course, we also touched on what happened in court and what the jury decided. There's no polite way to say it. The jury looked at the evidence you presented. They listened to your testimony and they did not believe you. They thought you were lying.
How could, I'll put it this way, how could they make a judgment? How could they not come to that conclusion? They had sat in those seats and heard over 3 weeks of nonstop, relentless testimony from paid employees And towards the end of the trial, randos, as I say.
Mark calls them experts.
You don't blame the jury. I don't blame them. It wasn't... I don't blame them. I actually understand. He's a beloved character. And people feel they know him. He's a fantastic actor.
Their job is to not be dazzled by that. Their job is to look at the facts and the evidence. And they did not believe your testimony or your evidence.
How could they, after listening to 3.5 weeks of testimony about how I was a non-credible person, not to believe a word that came out of my mouth?
You know what's interesting? They still going to talk? Yeah, what's interesting to me, it wasn't the, and if you're the insurance companies, you're going to be arguing this, I guarantee you. She did win a claim against his, against Johnny's agent slash lawyer, Adam Waldman, for, even though I think that's a suspect claim because he should have been protected by litigation privilege, but they did find for her to the tune of $2 million. So it was not the kind of the colossal wipeout that you would, that's been characterized. I mean, it's interesting to me. She did not get a finding of malice. He got a finding of malice, which is why he got punitives. But that's kind of pyrrhic because the punitives is capped at $350,000, and that $5 million award evaporated immediately.
He was also not successful in England when he went to trial, right?
Yeah.
And they're pretty star-crazed over there, so it doesn't help her argument of, well, he's a big star, so of course the juries are going to side with him, because they didn't side with him the last time he was in court.
Because that was a bench trial, if I believe, and Gary can...
And wasn't that suing the Star or one of the publications? So
one
it
of
wasn't...
the publications,
oh, so
but they
was there a jury in that?
No jury.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, then I rescind that. Also, there's a story, speaking of football coaches, and I'll
are you going to tease it after?
Okay. I'll tease it because... I found this story interesting. It was a coach who likes to pray after his game. He takes a knee and says a prayer. He doesn't require anyone to join him, but I guess some players will join him on occasion. And he got fired. We're living in some kind of weird upside-down world where fucking football... I mean, by the way, I played enough football. I had coaches that did the prayer, you know, before the game, and the ones that didn't. I was always an atheist, but I just sort of closed my eyes and sat there. And
well, you know, it's funny you say that. I was just thinking about playing football. You know, Drew had reminded me that one of the first times that I had encountered Drew, we were on opposite sides of the football. That's where we met in high school. I mean, kind of, you know, the Pauly Flintridge deal. And by the way, maybe I've implanted the memory, but I believe that we used to do that on the field as well.
The prayer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember it in high school. It was just sort of coach to coach. Some coaches were kind of religious. A lot of time, too, there is a prayer that goes into either before or after a battle. And the prayer, because it's a sport where sometimes people get killed and sometimes people get injured very badly, the prayers are never, let's kick the shit out of the Chatsworth Chiefs. The prayers are like, may nobody get hurt, may everyone play their best. You know, it's a sort of a generalized, we're not asking to shave points, God. We just want to not have anyone badly injured.
Well, I guess it was a sign of the times. I don't remember, as I'm sitting here, whether we said a prayer, although I can remember kneeling at certain points, but I do remember the coach, the assistant coach or the JV coach at one point on varsity, doing an imitation of Send Amici at Me. And that I remember that to this day 50 years
what
later.
What is that?
That's maybe Gary can find it. It's 1 yard, 36 inches, the hardest goddamn thing when you're trying to get it, the hardest thing to defend when they're coming at you. Send Amici at Me. And that was kind of the firing us up for the motivation. I hope Gary can find it somewhere. I forget who it was, but I can remember hearing that. I can't tell you as I sit here whether we did prayers or not, but we were on our knees.
I remember Mr. Nielsen in high school got us all fired. His version of the Sendanichi fire-up story I'll screw it up a little, but it was a funny story. He was good. He said, you know, they there are these conservationists or something, and they went to Antarctica, and they got all the Eskimos in the room, and they were going to teach them how to more efficiently hunt for seals, or maybe it was for
anything involving blubber.
Well, yeah, it was walrus. It was right. Going to get walrus, and how so they could feed themselves and their family. And he said, so the conservationist guy, you know, shut the lights, turn on the projector, put on a giant picture of a walrus, projected on the screen, and all the Eskimos attacked the screen. That's what I want you to be like tonight. I remember thinking, because it sounds super aggressive, but it also doesn't sound very well thought out. Or fishing, but he wanted.
Why are we destroying the screen? How are we going to watch game film afterwards? Right.
He wanted us so whipped up that we're like the Eskimo just saw a picture of the hunt of the prey and saw red and went ballistic and attacked the screen. That story must be. There's no way you can't find it, but I'm writing this down because Mr. Nielsen. He has no way he just came up with that. Somebody told him that. All right, let me tell you about the ladders. Post and pray. Well, that's what we're just talking about. That's what happens when you post management positions on typical job websites. Then you're buried and under hundreds of not-so-qualified candidates. Got a job? You have an opening job? Well, set up. And let's get going with the ladders and just see how much faster they can deliver superbly qualified candidates. And right now, you can try it out for free. You don't have time for underqualified candidates. Your task is to quickly screen, connect, and deliver superbly qualified candidates. Ladders saves you time with a tap, with tap to call. One click, contact. Unlimited resume downloads and advanced features that separate active, ready-to-hire candidates from those just shopping. It's the ladders, right, Gary?
Let the ladders prove how much faster they can deliver the right candidates to your inbox for free. Bring your open job spec to theladders.com/podcast to start your 7-day free trial. That's theladders.com/podcast.
So you have the story, Gary, sorry, the guy who was fired. And then I think he sued, and then...
I was hoping Gary found Send Amici and Me. I was going to die if he found that. I haven't thought about that. And here you go. So this is a pretty intense story. Gary, you want to give the...
Sports Illustrated weighed in.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have kind of already highlighted what I have prepared for this. I thought you just needed this tweet, but was this gentleman...
Was he a college coach or a high school coach?
I believe it was high school.
Right.
And he was, as you said, not requiring players to join in, but quite a few did, and then the numbers started to grow, and then the school tried to tell him he couldn't do it, and then more students were doing it, and then it became a thing. He got fired, and he's taking his case all the way to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, and what a shock. Sports Illustrated is against the coach who prays, but would be all for the transgendered weightlifter who was crushing all the girls' dreams. What the fuck happened to sports, Mark? What the fuck? When did ESPN and SI, when did they get so, you know, they're woker. Sports are woker now. I mean, at least your ESPNs and your SIs, they're woker than many other institutions.
Except it's interesting in that one issue, because I just don't understand that one issue of transgender competing in women's sports. I will not mention their names because I do not want them canceled, but I've talked to a minimum of three females who were the top of their sports. That's as much as I'll say. I don't want to identify them, but the top, when I say the top, I mean the top. Unequivocally, beyond any shadow of a doubt, all three had the same reaction. No way, you can't. Then you've destroyed what it means to have women's sports, and because that's what I thought. I mean, I thought that if you're that, you know, as somebody who lived on the campus of Bryn Mawr his senior year of college, which you could not have found a more radical feminist bastion of 70s feminism, I still don't understand how that is a liberal or progressive position.
Because it's not. It so somebody decided it was, and then we all went into Jack Del Rio mode, which is you better shut the fuck up. Or you preface this by saying you can't say the names of the people who spoke
I would never
sanity
do that to them,
because
right.
they would be canceled or destroyed. Yeah. Somehow they took hold of the culture that way, and the people who just think logically are now running for their lives.
I just last week I said something to you along those lines, and I was told by three different people, geez, that you're dangerously close to the line. I said, well, why? Because what's going to happen? I mean, who's going to cancel me? I'm just talking about kind of gathering information. Like here, when you talk to people who have reached the pinnacle of women's sports and they say, this makes no sense, then maybe we need an Etch-a-Sketch to kind of rethink this.
Shake it down. All right. So sorry, Gary, you want to read our... yeah. Are we reading it or are you reading it? Let's see.
If you can read that,
I'll
man,
read it.
You've
I
got,
think I can get
you've
it
got
from here.
Supersonic.
SCOTUS will soon rule on, this is from SI, I guess they tweeted this out, on the case of a public school football coach who wants to pray on field after games.
I'll take over.
First off, imagine just explaining this to your dad, your grandfather. Like, what the fuck? What? And by the way, let me ask you this question, SI. What if he was Muslim and wanted to pray? Would you have a big fat beef with him? I don't think you would, you fucking pussies, but go ahead.
And
Gary,
by the way, you're not a guy who is espousing religious
I'm an atheist who just wants people to be left the fuck alone. Do what you want.
And by the way, what a horrible case to set precedent on with this U.S. Supreme Court. You're going to lose and lose big time.
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead, Gary.
It continues at Greg Bishop SI on Joe Kennedy, the machine backing him, and the expected result, a win for Kennedy and an erosion of a bedrock of American democracy.
It's an erosion of democracy for a football coach to pray after a game and to have people either join him if they choose or not, if they care not to choose. That's an erosion of the bedrock of society. Greg Bishop's a fucking full-tard. He's a fucking idiot. That's an erosion of our democracy. And by the way, the machine backing him, the gears in that machine are just made of sane people who remember country before you decided to try to craft it in your own fucking Orwellian direction, Greg Bishop. That's who's in the machine. I'm a cog in this sane machine. Who wants, well, first things first, I don't give two shits if a guy prays by his bedside or at the 50-yard line. That's his business. On the other hand, and by the way, you know, you represent Kaepernick. Did Greg Bishop take a great stance against Kaepernick who took a knee? I'll bet that fucking hypocrite pussy didn't do it. So which is it? Can you kneel for a cause? Can you kneel if you're religious? You have the right to kneel. That's what you have the right to do. So,
you absolutely have the right to kneel. You've also got the right for, I guess we're going to come full circle. You have the right to express opinions.
Yes.
I just don't.
My Kaepernick beef is I don't like it during the national anthem. But if you would like to kneel after the game, before the game, in the locker room, or during the seventh inning stretch, you can kneel all you want.
And my kind of beef was, I never realized until I got into the case, national anthem wasn't played until after the military started subsidizing the National Football League. They're one of the largest sponsors. Yeah. Then I said, okay, now I'm starting to see where
all
this is.
What year was that?
Gary can look it up, but that was kind of
Has it been 50 years?
No.
20 years.
20 years.
You
I'm
do
guessing.
See tons of military ads on NFL Sunday.
Yeah, one of their largest sponsors. I mean, it's not Nike, but it's they're a large sponsor.
They used
military
to run
recruiting.
They used to run a spot back in the early 80s when I was pretty hapless and rudderless and probably could have drifted
could
into
you have
the
been
military.
Into the military with the right spot.
I had nothing else to do and no income. But the popular commercial that they ran in, you know, 1984 was they'd show these guys parachuting out of airplanes, and then they'd show them doing drills and this, that, and the other. And then at some point, they had the soldier who had the cup of coffee, and he said, "Hey, Commander." And then they go, "We do more at
right,
more before 8 a.m. than you do all day. Yes. And I'm like, I sleep until noon, so I'm out. If there's some sort of evening military.
You know, I've used that line on Jake so many times when I've had to wake him up at 12, and he has no idea what I'm talking about. Absolutely none.
There was, was it 8 a.m.?
I always thought it was, we do more before noon than you do all day, but Gary will find it and tell me.
I don't even think it was
Gary hasn't been listening. I'm Gary trying to figure out the listening. NFL national anthem. You guys are like on Adderall today. It's crazy.
Well, I'll do a spot. Well, who else,
Gary,
is in there? Emmy
Gary
will find
time
it.
To get up before noon.
It's a.
Emmy's trying to help me with the first thing. I don't know if he heard you either.
We have both lost interest in that. We
right.
need to see the commercial.
We've moved on. We want to see
what
the commercial. The one where they said, "We do more." It's either before noon or before 8. Or
what company?
You do. It was Marines, I think. Wasn't
well,
it? Or armed
it's
forces?
A military commercial. Could be the Army from like the early mid 80s where they explained they do more before
we do
noon.
More before boom.
Got it.
Than most people do in a day. And maybe it is noon, but I remember it even being earlier. Anyway, let me tell you about Ultimate Ears. Oh, man, we use tech every day. We rely so much on our devices. It's easy to forget the hardware we're born with. That's our ears. And no two are exactly alike, so your earbuds need to be fitted. Otherwise, they're going to cause some discomfort and some pain. UE Fits, true wireless, custom-fit earbuds from Ultimate Ears. Premium sound. All day comfort, the molding experience, very easy. Just takes about 60 seconds to get the perfect fit. 8 hours continuous playback on a single charge, up to 20 hours with the charging case. And if you try them and you don't love them, but you will. If you don't, they offer a 30-day money-back guarantee plus shipping, free returns, and a one-year warranty. It is Ultimate Ears, right, Gary?
Yes. I do not know what that promo for returns is, because I would never return mine. They are amazing. Use promo code DOUBT at UE.com/fits to get your pair of UE Fits. That's UE.com/fits, promo code DOUBT, and it was the Army, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, and he's like, good morning, First Sergeant. He's got a cup of, he's got a tin
is this
cup
it?
Of coffee.
Do you have it?
This is
yeah.
it. We're going to play it for you right now. Here we go.
Parachuting.
You're reaching deep inside you.
Go!
The things you've never known.
I was hopped up. Going,
I was hopped up at the mustache.
Rough going, but you haven't gone alone.
We do more before 9 a.m. than most people do all day.
I was out.
Yeah. Hey, First Sergeant. Good morning.
You can do it in the Army.
Wow.
Yeah,
right. Now that I know it's 9 a.m., I'm going to... You were
Jake
closer
with
than
that
I was.
Shit.
I'm hitting Jake with that every morning. I'm going to wake him at 9.
I wonder what year that was. And
there was back the year of the porn mustache, because the guy had one on there, right?
And that guy who did the singing would do that for Army commercials, and there was a whole genre, like they do it for deodorant commercials, like you never stop hustling, you know you're on the go, you're a man who loves a lady. They do that whole thing, and they show the guy going throughout his day, and at some point, if it's a deodorant ad, he'd grab the grab bar
right.
on the subway, right. and a hot chick would sidle
right.
up
exactly.
right next to the pit.
It just says that it was from the 80s. It doesn't give it.
Yeah,
it was definitely an 80s mustache.
Well,
I had that. Been there, done that.
Now, do you modify it for Jake and go 9 a.m.?
I have to go 9 a.m. Or I say 9 a.m. Pacific, because he's in New York. There you go. I'll solve that problem.
All right. Well, let me hit our last spot of the day. Cerebral psychiatrist visits can cost up to $500 per session.
5,000. Yeah. That's like you've got Freud.
Got Freud brought back. 500 per session. And traditional therapy can be over $100. That adds up to thousands a year. Cerebral online mental health service that offers prescription medication, counseling, and therapy for anxiety, depression, ADHD, insomnia, and more. One of the few services that provides prescription medication online through a licensed provider and ships meds straight to your door. unlimited messaging with your care team. Connect with your counselor and therapist on your own schedule through your laptop or Cerebral's mobile app. Simone Biles is the chair. We know her. She had a little situation, and she's the perfect person. She's their chief impact officer. She's a huge advocate for reducing stigma around getting treatment. It's Cerebral, right, Gary?
That is absolutely right. Listeners of this program can receive 65% off your first month of medication management and care counseling at GetCerebral.com/doubt. Go to GetCerebral.com/doubt for 65% off your first month. That's just a total of $30 to get started. Join Cerebral today on their mission to make quality mental health care accessible and affordable for all.
You know what? Right. We've got very special. This is the big show early today, but you know what we have this weekend? Our second annual Beyond a Reasonable Doubt with Drew, you, and me, direct from
the studio, the Corolla Drinks Barbecue.
Yeah.
I'm bringing my Captain Steubing jacket. Always a good time, Mark.
It's great to see you.
Normally, I go, it's been too long, but I'm kind of at a saturation point with you.
Exactly. You've reached it. Okay,
I got enough. You're like a bouillon cube. A little goes a long way. All right. You can go and see me at the Comedy Works South. That's coming up June 24th, 25th in Denver, Colorado. Got four shows there. Sunny's coming. We're doing some live pods and some stand-up. Go to AdamCarolla.com for all the live shows. Mark, what do you have?
Well, the topping in the Hamptons. You've got Naya at the Capri Hotel in Southampton. You've got V Palm Springs, where I was laughing that at 111 degrees, there were still people out there at Gigi's Restaurant and at Elixir, if you can believe that. Casa Tropicana down in St. Clemente. If you're in Grand Central Terminal, stop by Prova. And opening next week, Dirty Taco. Go say hi to Jay.
Oh, love it. So, until next time, Adam Carolla from Mark Garagos saying mahalo.
Thanks for listening to Reasonable Doubt. Tune in next Saturday for an all-new episode. This is Corolla Digital.
Would you love to save some money on your insurance? Of course you would. And who doesn't love a deal? When it comes to great rates on insurance for everything, Geico can help. Insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, RV, even your homeowners, condo, or renter's insurance. They're all covered with Geico. Save even more with special discounts when you bundle coverages together. Plus, they have an easy-to-use Geico mobile app and 24/7 roadside assistance, so it's easy to switch to Geico. It's a no-brainer. Switch today and see just how much you could save at geico.com. Go there and get a rate quote or contact a local agent.
All this month, stream the funniest films for free on Pluto TV. Watch comedy classics like Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy, and Mean Girls. Or drop in for a Tyler Perry marathon with a Madea family funeral and Madea's witness protection. Pluto TV also has hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows like Get Shorty, Be Cool, Key and Peele, Comedy in Color, and more. And no contracts, no subscriptions, no fees, no joke. So download the Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start laughing today. Pluto TV, drop in, watch free.
You know that's the sound of another sale on your online Shopify store, but did you know Shopify powers selling in person too? That's right. Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in-line and online. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/truecrime.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.